And here I am today at Howard, a historically black college. Here I am, a guy who once presumed to discuss a section of the Civil Rights Act. That didn't always go so well for me. Some have said that I'm either brave or crazy to be here today. I've never been, though, one to sit by and watch the world go by without participating.
We're at a university. What grade does his speech get?
I give him an A minus.
I thought his actual speech could have been a bit better. I thought he could have gone into a little bit more detail in some of the things he was saying, but his Q&A session was definitely, I think, helped get what he's really about out there.
This was a great good faith effort to reach out to the African American community. I think the RNC should take note of what he's doing.
Frankly, I was offended, embarrassed, and shocked that he was allowed to come speak at Howard University.
I don't know. I wanted to speak about updated issues. We didn't get to.
Well, like what's an updated issue?
Maybe gay marriage. Okay. Marriage rights, immigration policy.
I was impressed, though I thought that the Rand Paul that we saw here was different from the Rand Paul that's portrayed in the media.
And is that the media's fault, or do you think he's changing his tune?
I think that he has tailored his speech to the audience that he spoke to. Okay.
My hope is that you'll hear me out, that you'll see me for who I am, and not a caricature that's sometimes presented by political opponents.
Now, he came out, he was anti-war, he was anti-drug war, he's anti-mandatory minimum, he's pro-school choice. Are those issues that you think resonate with the black community?
I definitely think that that is something that not only resonates with the black community, but the majority of Americans and also like young Americans like myself.
So one of the first things is actually listening to the community in settings like this and figuring out what people actually care about, what resonates with them. You can't just hit people up 6 months before an election and expect to be able to do well with that demographic. And I think it's really to contest their vote.
I think that Rand Paul, you know, I'm hopeful he'll continue to do more of this and he'll be a model for other Republicans, because they lost the election because they ignored the minority vote. And while the RNC pours over a growth and opportunity report, you know, it's almost June and we've seen no activity or outreach from the RNC. So kudos to Rand Paul.
Now, the Republican Party got 7% of the black vote in 2012. Do you think that they can actually increase that?
They can probably increase it by a few percentage points, but that to some extent depends on who the Democratic presidential nominee is.
Okay. Is there anything that, say, a Rand Paul or the Republican Party could do to get your vote?
It would essentially require basic fundamental differences in their platform and in their party.
What would he have to do to get your vote?
Actually, he'll never get my vote.